This is
K-Rock 955.
Dude, it's...
Get up on the weekend with Andy and Ben.
No conditions apply.
Oh, wait.
Andy and Ben are the conditions.
Finally, people listening to the show.
These are the best bits.
Benny, this is huge. This is massive because we're at podcast 103.
103, it sounds good to me.
I've got sore knees.
And there goes a bee.
And I reckon a lot of people are being like, is this the caliber that I'm going to be listening to for the next 20 minutes?
Hope this is free.
Well, it is free. I reckon we've lost a lot of listenership. And we're sorry.
Well, after episode 97, I reckon, let's not talk about episode 97.
Let's not go back to that because we're improving. We're trying to anyway. Look, big podcast, massive one.
Mm.
We hope we're going to entertain you. I'm going to be telling you why you need to be nice to your siblings. If you've got siblings, it is important to be nice to them.
Very nice. Also, Andy, on the podcast, I'm going to tell you about why I hate holidays. Holidays are, you know, they're a very fun time.
Yeah.
But there is a major reason why I do not like them.
Right. Okay. We'll do that. Plus a heap more. Enjoy the podcast. Benny, you and I, it's no surprise. We sit on the toilet. We try to get a bit of peace and quiet. No, we do.
We do sit on the toilet, yeah.
We've been open with this before. We use our phones. I take phone calls. I make phone calls from the toilet.
Why not? It's just, you know, we will do it.
Yeah.
What are we hiding?
And I find a slate flooring isn't as echoey as a tile flooring.
Oh, nice. Yeah, good.
So I think I kind of go incognito.
And I mean, that probably highlights how often you do it because you're looking at the flooring. Better acoustics in here.
Seriously, it is.
I could get away with a phone call to Mum. She won't know.
A couple of business calls as well. Oh, hello. Mate, a bloke over in Austria, the southern city of Graz, he's gone to sit on the toilet. I want to try a new name with you. When his Richard got nipped. What's the nickname for Richard? You with me?
When his Richard got nipped.
When his Richard got nipped by a 5-foot albino python.
Wow.
Yes.
Oh my gosh. This happens a lot.
I don't understand how. So I'll give you a bit of background. His neighbor has 11 non-venomous snakes. He's 24 years old. And they're in an enclosure.
So he played a bit of roulette and he put one of them in there and he said, try and guess if this is the venomous one.
Well, why is it getting into a toilet? How does it get into the neighbor's toilet?
It's through the pipes, isn't it?
I got no idea.
It comes back the other way. It doesn't go down where we all go down.
Mm.
It comes through the pipes and then...
It comes up. The snake comes up.
What?
The non-venomous albino.
The one that doesn't spit venom.
Wow. I don't know. Anyway.
We're still unsure if it was the venomous one or not.
I think it's very nice having brothers and sisters. I'm glad I've got two older sisters. I always wanted a brother, but I've come to grips with having two sisters and it's amazing.
I've come to grips with it.
Well, I don't know. Growing up and going through school, I wish I had a brother. But I think as you get older, it's like, you know what? I didn't have a brother. Whatever, I
Which
dealt
is
with it.
Funny,
I'm awesome. I've got two sisters.
I've got two brothers, and I never wished for a sister.
But I reckon it would change you as a person. I'm not saying you'd be nicer, but I reckon you would be. and the best thing is, you get along with your brothers as well.
I do now. As children, we fought, argued,
never
got along, but now we're like best mates.
But when you're fighting as kids, it's you have a fight while you're playing. And within half an hour, you're okay again.
Oh, not us.
Not more than a day.
We sided. So we would always
pick a brother
and then pick on that younger brother.
Yeah, okay. For how long, though?
And then, what do you mean?
Well, it
could be
more...
weeks on end.
No,
it wasn't. And then it would flip. And then the younger and older would stick out and I'd have to go and do something.
For a
and then,
week?
I don't know. Just, it happened.
My goodness, I'm glad I didn't have brothers. Two brothers destroyed their family home down here in regional Victoria because it belonged to an estate. Now, their sister, Kerry, who's 61, allegedly is running the estate of their mother. Now, the way she is controlling the estate, the brothers don't like it.
Okay.
So what they've decided to do is the two brothers, Gary, who's 59, and Malcolm, who is 57, hired an excavator and just absolutely destroyed the house.
Why?
Because they didn't want her getting any money. They believe that she had some, not in a malicious way, but didn't like the way things were handled with the estate. And they said, look, we're happy to take no money, but we don't want our sister to have any money either.
Oh, my God.
So the day before the auction, they've gone in there.
And destroyed the house.
And destroyed the mother's house.
So do they...
Had this have sold, it would have been divided three ways in the estate.
Yep.
What these guys didn't realise is... They shouldn't have filmed themselves
doing it,
destroying it.
Yeah, that's...
And they're having a jolly old time destroying it with the excavator. And then you can see one of the brothers rolling down a water tank down the road. But now this has all been used as evidence against them in court. And the brothers have been charged with damaging property and theft, which carries a maximum penalty of 10 years in jail. Malcolm, one of the brothers, was also charged with drug possession and an additional theft charge.
But then what? So hang on. But if they own the house...
Well, so that's the thing. But technically, I guess the sister as well owns
the house.
One third.
But if
so
two,
she would be pressing the charges.
But if two thirds of the ownership think it's okay to do it...
Where does it lie? Well, obviously it's still against the law. Because they destroyed the whole house.
My brothers and I fought, but we would never go and rip each other's houses down.
Well, yeah, it's next level, isn't it?
It's a bit full on. Yeah. I mean, just sell the house and part your ways if you're that upset about it.
What?
I wonder why the sister, they didn't want the sister having money.
You'd love to know, wouldn't
Who
you?
Who is she? What does she do?
Well, her name's Kerry and she's 61 years old. We know that much about her.
She's
and she lives in regional Victoria.
She's got an underground bingo circuit running or something.
Probably not.
Yeah, I wouldn't have thought so.
Andy and Ben's Tell Him He's Dreaming.
What's he asking?
150.
Tell Him He's Dreaming.
Yeah.
Smooth, kick back, relax. Oh, take your shoes off.
Been getting into a fair bit of marketplace lately.
Oh, yeah.
What I'm looking for? Anything.
No one knows.
I love it. And then when you've got like... You recently searched. Your main page on Marketplace just comes up with all that stuff.
Oh, very good.
Been browsing turf, letterboxes, couches, you name it.
Turf?
You just like fake grass, like real grass.
Why?
Well, because people have like leftover turf.
No,
all
I
the
know
time.
Why they sell it. I want to know why you're buying it.
Why not?
Okay.
Something that someone is selling is unbelievable. Stereosonic. It was cancelled back in 2016. Never saw the light of day again.
Yeah.
But back in 2012, they handed out complimentary Stereosonic condoms during the Tiësto set.
Okay.
The DJ, Tiësto.
Tiësto.
Now, what they're trying to sell is the condom.
Oh.
Now, it says unused...
I hope so.
Brackets, unfortunately, green condition from the moment it was obtained from a Tiësto set.
Wow.
Now, cast your mind back to 2012 when they got this and the lineup for Stereosonic. Avicii, Calvin Harris, Major Lazer, Diplo, Duke Dumont, Example, Carl Cox, Tiësto. The lineup was
still
massive.
Aside from Carl Cox, all of those people are still massive.
Carl Cox is huge.
I don't know who Carl Cox is.
Google Carl Cox.
Not right now.
UK DJ.
Okay, cool. I'm not saying I don't believe you.
He is massive.
So what am I guessing here?
How much the condom is?
Couldn't be more than $100. You'd be silly. You'd be silly.
Yeah. Unopened, unused.
Yeah. If it was used, maybe a bit more of a story behind it. So maybe you'd pay a bit more.
I think you would.
$100.
You're locking in $100.
It can't be worth anything more than that.
The whole idea of this segment is tell him he's dreaming.
Yeah, yeah, like I'd be not... Okay, so I think it's $100. So I'm going to guess $500.
$999.
What?
Tell him he's dreaming. Collector's item, though.
That's ridiculous.
Is it a collector's item?
For $1,000?
Nah, no way.
Tell him 30 seconds? That's not even worth it. Good morning, Andy. One of the something that we both enjoy, and we do it on the constant of this show, it is one of the cornerstones of this show. It's the morning.
Laughing at. Oh, yeah, sorry.
Laughing at what?
No. What were you going to say?
I was going to say the morning coffee.
Oh, yeah.
The morning coffee is what we adore.
Essential.
What keeps. Speaking of essential workers,
you have to have it.
And I've tried to make coffees at home in the morning, and I can have a coffee at home, but it has to be in the afternoon. My morning coffee has to be bought.
No, see, I'm on the stovetop now.
I'm not here to get you to convince me.
Okay, I'm not trying to convince you, but I'll buy the coffee from King of the Castle, where I love their coffee.
Yep.
And then I take their beans, they grind it for me, and then I use it at home.
And when you have nowhere to be in the morning and you get to just create your own roasting beans, then great.
It's quite nice.
Good on you. I'm in a rush. And I want to get a good coffee.
Yeah, okay.
I'm not having an instant in the morning.
Yeah. No. Can I just be clear? I'm not having an instant.
I know, but I'm saying you also have time.
Yeah, okay.
I don't have time, but I'm not having an instant.
It's not an instant.
You're having an instant coffee.
I'm not having.
You're ground roasting it, you're putting milk in.
I'm not.
But what's the worst thing about a coffee?
When it finishes.
Yeah. And why is that?
Because you want more.
But okay, once you finish with your coffee, what's the worst thing?
Oh.
Yep, that's right, Andy. It's your coffee breath.
Oh.
Coffee breath really sticks around.
Yeah, I know, but I'm just sort of like, I enjoyed the coffee. The smell of coffee smells good. Why does your breath smell after it? I don't know.
It stinks.
Yeah, I know.
Melbourne Roasters have developed a coffee that's infused with Eclipse Mints. So it leaves your breath minty fresh after having your coffee.
But what does the coffee taste like? Coffee?
Oh, it just tastes like coffee.
No, I can't. Minty. But what minty?
So what they've done is they've created like this orb that has
an orb?
Like a ball.
Oh, yeah.
That's injected with liquefied mints. So
yuck.
Melted down mints, I guess, in a liquid. And then as you drink your coffee, the last part of it is like minty.
Yuck.
So by the time you get through your coffee, you're having mint in your breath.
So why wouldn't you just have a bit of chewy after your coffee? Wouldn't that make more sense?
But this is all in one. We're talking about a hack. You don't have time to get the wrapping off the chewy to get it in your mouth.
Yeah, I just feel like in the business model here, someone's really slipped up. It's a shocking idea.
Or you've got to think the other way. To pursue with this idea, someone must have had some seriously bad breath. Andy, you know I'm not much of a traveller, but did go to Cairns through the week.
There was a period where you'd never left the state.
Yeah.
Like, I'm going to say over 20 maybe and you still hadn't left the state?
Yeah, I reckon my first trip was around
Perth?
22,
was
23.
It Perth?
No, Gold Coast.
Oh.
Went to the Gold Coast. But in saying that, I now think I've been to every state bar Northern Territory.
That's pretty solid.
Yeah, been to Tassie, South Australia, Western Australia, Sydney, Canberra, Brisbane.
All right, we don't need to brag.
Well, I'm not bragging. I'm labelling states.
It sounds like a brag over there.
Anyway.
I've also travelled as well. Do we have time to tell you where
I've been?
Have
you been to Northern Territory?
No.
I hear it's a beautiful spot.
I know someone that recently just went.
Well, Tom always talks about how nice Darwin is.
Yeah.
Anyway, went to Cairns. Beautiful spot. Although very COVID affected. A lot of shops shut down.
Yeah.
No one's really, like, there's not a lot in the city centre. And when you go places, they kind of give you their business card and stuff. And they, hey, pump us up on Facebook.
Please.
And like, let people know how good we are.
Yep.
But I kind of have gotten back from that holiday and I've thought to myself, two reasons why I absolutely detest holidays. Hate them.
Big. That is such an outlandish call. You hate holidays.
First one, you know how much I fluctuate with my weight and how irregularly my exercise patterns are.
Yeah.
Before I went away, I was literally in the best routine I've been in for a long time. Like getting up at 6 a.m. every morning, you know, going for a walk or riding the bike, skipping.
Well, you've set the garage up as a gym.
Yeah, and I was right into it.
Yeah.
Been back, you know, 3-4 days, haven't touched it.
Yeah.
Can't get myself back in there. I'm just like, oh, whatever.
Yep.
I'm not doing it. I'm eating like absolute crap.
Yeah. Mate.
I need to just and the holiday has stuffed that.
Yeah, do you want me to tell you what that's called? You're still in holiday mode.
Massively.
Yeah. This happens all the time. Try going on a holiday to America.
Yeah, so where everything is oversized.
Everything is supersized. And you come back and you're
and you're supersized.
you are. And you're just sort of like, oh, I'm still in holiday mode. I'll be in holiday mode for maybe one or two more weeks. And then I'll crack down and I'll try and lose the 15 kilos that I gained.
Second reason why I detest them. I'm now back at home, and my partner's lovely.
Yeah, Beck. Brilliant.
Wonderful.
Yeah, she's the backbone. She's
the backbone of the relationship. Does
without her, you'd be nothing.
And that's what I'm talking about. Because I went without her, with the boys.
Yep.
And I got to act like I was 17 again.
Got to let the hair down.
I got to muck around.
Yeah.
Have a good laugh.
Yeah.
Just take the absolute mickey all day, every day.
Wasn't accountable to anyone.
And now I'm just getting baked at home. Like, the house needs to be cleaned. Got to cut the lawns. Feed the dog.
Hang on. So you hate holidays or you love holidays?
Pay the mortgage.
Yeah, that's
I hate the feeling of knowing that could be a lot more fun.
Take me back to Cairns. Yeah! Mate, it is that time. The podcast is just about finished, but let's do this.
Andy and Ben's Thought of the Week.
Surely we're able to wear our underwear whilst leaving the house.
As long as I'm covered up.
Andy, I've had this thought many a time.
Yeah.
Have you ever seen those videos where, like, someone's standing in the way of something and they're just about to be hit, but they, you know, take a step back or they've, you know, they've...
Oh, sliding doors moment.
Yeah, kind of.
It's like, if you were there, you would have got hit by a car.
Yeah, but it's almost like, you know, did they get a sixth sense about it or did someone tell them to move? Or I've always wondered if it's like someone looking down going, oh, not your time yet, just...
Yeah, it's a sliding doors moment.
It's not a sliding doors moment because you're either not going to be here.
Isn't that Sandra Bullock sliding doors on the train?
I'm not sure.
There's a movie based.
I know there's a movie based on decisions.
Yes, and if you'd done that, also the Adjustment Bureau, Matt Damon, classic.
Isn't that Tom Cruise?
No.
The Adjustment Bureau.
Matt Damon.
Okay, I'll have to look into this.
100%. It's all on decisions, and if you'd taken this path.
Yeah.
This is
But I'm wondering, is there another source that's getting us to do these things?
Possibly. Well, watch the Adjustment Bureau and there is a team behind our decision making.
Oh, okay. Well, that's fine then.
I don't want to ruin anything. Great movie. Anyway, like and subscribe to the podcast. We'll see you next week. Mondays, every Mondays, new episodes. If you're new, go back, listen to our old gear. We love you.
Beautiful.
Thank you. See ya.
See ya.
Weekend breakfast with Andy and Ben. Saturday and Sunday, 8 till 10. Only on K Rock 955.